Sorry, I turned off the heater, but it seems to have become sentient.
Oh, it's done this before. We should build a little wind shelter for the microphone or something.
A wind shelter?
Well, I don't know. Just something that, you know... I mean, I guess you could just move it out of the path of the heater, but...
I worked in the path of the heater.
Right. So I guess you could just move your whole desk.
Good.
You know.
Could do that for you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you could go work back in the store area or something. Or, you know, not, I don't know, whatever.
It's still also very loud from the other side of the room.
Well, it's got to work really hard to keep you guys warm, you know, so. Whatever. Welcome to week 639 of the Crankcast.
I thought last week was 639.
Last week was 638.
Oh.
Obviously, because this week's 639.
Do you hear who's back?
I can't really tell, to be honest.
Josh is back.
Well, hi, Josh.
Hi.
What are you doing there?
Quit his job, and now he works here.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Josh is back.
Look, the original four stars are complete.
Do you guys, like, form a giant robot or something?
Fine.
What did you just say?
Do you guys form a giant robot or something?
That's what he just said, yeah.
We talked at the same time. I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. That's right. All this stuff is going to happen again. Do you think that your first argument will happen on this show or later on?
I like to think we've both grown as people since then.
I don't.
Are you trying to start an argument?
Yes, of course I am. I'm always trying to do that.
You gotta be starting something?
Yes.
Huh.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. So, anyway. My James Bond watching got derailed.
Why?
Because after the first, Amazon changed a bunch of the stuff that was available in their lineup. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even get... Usually you get a warning that says, like, you know, this will be leaving Amazon at so-and-so date or whatever. But I don't recall seeing that on any of the Bond stuff. Just suddenly on after the first, it was like all not on Prime anymore.
You got primed.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of other stuff got dropped out of my watch list too and got added to, like, you know, their subscription lists, like Horror Channel. Oh,
that's some bullshit that I've noticed now that I've been doing my movie watching.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they do have a lot of stuff on these service contracts, like all these different services, and I'm like, make it all part of my Prime membership.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joining Full Moon or whatever that shit is.
Yeah, there's...
I'll join that one that's like other cult movies. Why are there more than one cult movie services?
I don't know. At this point, it's
separate websites.
Like, they, you know, I mean, they, I'm assuming it all has to do with who's got the rights to what and whatever. But from my standpoint, it's all pretty much just become cable at this point, where I just have to keep buying new channels.
Uh-huh. That's what it's going to be.
And I'm like, well, why don't I just join Netflix instead?
Because they ain't got that shit either.
Don't they?
No, they don't have that weird crap.
Huh,
They don't have Thor the Conqueror.
Oh, I haven't been on Netflix in a long time. I don't know what they got and don't have. It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, because, you know...
Oh, thank God.
Hey, there it is. I mean, you know, all this stuff used to be part of Prime, so it's from my point of view, it's like they're taking stuff away from me.
Prime.
And,
was on Prime and then they...
Yeah.
It was on another service now?
Yeah, it's been happening to me, too.
So what happened probably is those other service got contracts for it, and Amazon lost it, but Amazon has a deal with those people to be hub for them.
Yeah, because besides stuff just getting turned into rental or purchase or turned into part of these other things, there's other stuff that got dropped off my list that just says our service contracts don't allow us to provide this right now, or something. And I'm guessing that all must have taken place, you know, for 2018 on, because it happened, like, all at once. You know.
Prime.
So, anyway, my Bond watching got derailed at For Your Eyes Only, I think, was where I stopped.
For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, only for you.
The girl that plays the gymnast, is a gymnast or skier in that movie? She is in a movie called Night of the Seagulls that I want to watch.
Isn't that the Italian one that's Tombs of the Blind Dead and like part of the Blind Dead trilogy?
It's quadrilogy. It's Spanish, not Italian. And I did not know that it's part of a trilogy. It just looks actually creepy.
I think, is that the one with the zombie guys on horseback?
I think so.
Yeah, it's part of the Blind Dead series.
Your Blind Dead series.
Which, I don't let that put you off watching. It's all fun stuff. Yeah.
Look, I don't need you telling me what to do.
I'm just saying.
Just because you've already wasted your life, don't get into me wasting my life.
I wholeheartedly approve of you wasting your life, Mike. If I were there, I would waste it with you.
Oh. That's not how it goes.
Yeah. I said so. So you guys have heard of the Mandela effect, right?
The what?
Mandela effect?
What's the Berenstein versus Berenstein Bear thing?
That's one example, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And for people that don't know what it is, I'll put it briefly from my point of view.
That's Sean bringing up this crazy-ass bullshit this morning. Hey, that was
interesting. Okay, but for people that don't know what it is, I'll put it briefly from my point of view. A bunch of people who collectively can't remember something correctly decide that rather than them not remembering it correctly, they've crossed timelines into another reality where this is different.
Well, that it sort of goes along with what we were discussing this morning, because I don't know what it is, but people have just decided to rewrite science and fact.
Yeah. Perception is everything.
Completely.
What brought the, you know, I've heard about it before with there was that movie that everybody remembers, Sinbad being in that he wasn't actually in. They think it was called like Kazam or something like that. Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
Yes.
Internet woes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Is it on your end or my end this time?
I am not seeing any problem on my side, so I can't really pinpoint it. And it generally, when this happens, when I'm on Skype, it seems to only happen between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Who do you Skype with? It's not me.
Other people.
Who do you Skype with?
None of you.
You better tell me who you're Skyping with.
Nanya.
Who are you Skyping with?
Nanya.
This is an actual podcast.
Yeah, does he? He went and he did that true crime podcast idea that you were talking about.
It's also called the Creamcast, but we just don't ever hear.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear somebody at a convention that comes up and says they like the Creamcast, they're talking about that other one.
Probably. Anyway, I was
speaking of alternate realities.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe I just didn't do it in this universe,
mm-hmm.
or did do it, or something. But anyway, besides the Berenstein Bears thing, another example was the one with Sinbad.
What?
Everybody, or not everybody, but you know, a bunch of people think he was in some genie movie called like Kazam or something like that.
Oh right, yeah, I heard that.
Which. You know, there's no evidence of that anywhere, but people insist they remember the box cover and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing that led me, or brought it up to my attention again this time was, I went to go look up at the end of Moonraker. It's, to me, it was unclear whether or not Jaws or his girlfriend got off the space station or not.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws
had a girlfriend on Moonraker?
Yes.
And she's the focus of this particular Mandela effect? Yeah.
right. I do not remember that part of Moonraker. Wow.
Maybe you came from another reality. But yeah, anyway, the thing in this case is that people insist that she had braces when Jaws first met her. Dang it.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Mike, you're dropping like a mic.
Josh is trying to fix our internet problem.
Oh, okay. I'll just keep talking, as if this never happened.
We got a package from Walgreens Return Center.
That doesn't sound right.
And it just says to Four Star Studios. So I'm afraid one of us is going to open this up, and it's going to be pretty embarrassing for somebody else in here.
I was worried it was going to explode.
The wall bomb? But not.
Mitch Garrett sent four cards to us all at the same place instead of just sending one card. That's funny.
Well, he wanted you each to have your own for your little, you know, card window pile thing. Oh, for Pete's sake.
That one was my fault. Sorry, Craig.
Oh, okay. All I did was yell a lot and stomp around. That's all.
Where were we?
And I'm laughing about this picture of you and Jenny.
I know, it's pretty dumb.
I think that's a good picture, don't you?
I don't know.
I'm laughing because of Mike's description of it. Which, you know, I mean, to be fair, that's what it looks like when you describe it like that. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that just looking at it, but hey. I
definitely wouldn't be offended by that.
What's that? Yeah, anyway, so what was I saying? Bond, Jaws, Mandela. Yeah, anyway, so when Jaws meets his girlfriend after one of his many goofy living through accident scenes.
Jaws having a girlfriend?
Yeah, well, you know, he meets her and she's this little blonde girl that's like half his height with pigtails, you know, kind of thing, and like nerdy glasses.
It's insane when that happens. And like, the movie stops to allow all this stuff to happen.
It was on a train, right?
It was after the cable car.
Yeah.
After he lives through smashing the cable car up, then he gets out and she's there, and you know. But anyway, so they meet and you know they hang out and they smile at each other, and then next thing you know, she pops up with him later on in the film and stuff. So, and at the end of it, spoilers, you know, they're on this space station, and the space station blows up, but it's. It seemed like the way it was set up, it was sort of unresolved as to whether or not they survived it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to check, you know, because I'm like, well, I know he wasn't in any movies after that, like Bond movies, you know. So I was curious. And that led me into this, where people insist that when they first saw the movie, she had braces, and that was the joke, because they both had metal teeth.
Yeah.
Wait, is that not true? Not true.
Not true. And in fact...
I just... reaffirm that.
You're part of the problem. Holy shit.
She has them later?
No, she doesn't have them at all. She never has them.
Oh, interesting.
The actress insists she never wore braces. In fact, if you go back and find old VHS copies before, you know, they started digitally messing with all this stuff anyway, there's no evidence that she had braces. Other people have done analysis and insist that they've been digitally edited away.
Oh, my God.
Really?
But it all boils down to this... It all boils down to the same thing in that people collectively reinforce their bad memories with each other when they start talking about it. And then they all get, they get all headed up and worked up and decide to say that, well, you know, we must have switched realities because this happened.
There are a few things that get me annoyed as much as somebody that refuses to accept reality to the point where they've made one up for themselves.
I don't understand how switching realities is supposed to be somehow more acceptable than just misremembering something, you know?
No, I'm agreeing now. Something happened because I remember, I remember her smiling and showing her teeth.
Yeah, she did show her teeth, but she didn't have braces.
Yeah, no, the braces there, guys.
That's what you do when you smile.
Stop denying my reality.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Some people insist this happened, so it must have happened in some other universe. Yeah,
apparently. But you know what? He was giving us crazy stuff this morning, too.
Like what?
Hold on. Let me check my book.
He literally wrote the book on this.
What if I wrote a whole passage?
You forgot?
Yeah. I didn't even think to refer back to that. Did you write about the braces in that movie? Because that would be weird, man.
You're Agent Zero. You're the one that started the whole racist thing.
Oh, man, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
It's one thing to start a controversy. It's another to forget that you did it.
Well, and the weird thing is in this particular one, it's not exactly new. There was evidence of people talking about it in news groups back in, like, the 90s.
Oh, God.
About, like, what happened to the Bruces, you know, kind of thing. But even, you know, still, it's like, for one thing, I don't know. It's just so dumb. I don't know how to explain. It's like trying to talk to a flat earther, you know?
Yeah, this is how it started this morning.
This is exactly how it started this morning. That's how we were talking. That's what we were talking about was flat earthers.
Oh.
I can't believe that there is even such an expression as talking about flat earthers
in
2018.
That's what I mean. It's like, and they're young people too. It's like people that are like, deny reality so much that they think they invented questioning authority or something.
I think I've said this before, but like most people I know that are into conspiracy theories
mm-hmm.
are into conspiracy theories like people are into TV wrestling. You know, they know it's not real, but it's entertaining to them.
I think that's a part of it, but I think that's a small percentage.
I'm saying that a lot of the people I know that are into that. I don't, you know, I'm sure there are just plenty of people who are gone ahead and dove straight in and they're all for it. You know?
Yeah.
But, and I can understand it from an entertainment aspect because, like, reading those old books about Hollow Earth and stuff like that, it's weird and funny, you know? It's, like, interesting in a way. It's like reading sci-fi or something, or a fantasy story. But, like, the people that take speculation or rumor and just take it as fact and believe it wholeheartedly, I don't understand that.
Well, they would say that that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I suppose so. That's their counter-argument. And how do you disprove a negative?
Or yeah.
How do you prove it?
Well, you tell them that you can fly.
I just won't show you, but I can fly.
I can fly. Prove I can.
Yeah. Then I wind up getting tossed off a building.
Here's a theory I'm going to post.
Oh, no. See, we're beginning to learn that Sean might be into this world.
Could the Braces idea have come from... Do you remember this episode of Amazing Stories where there's a meteor that comes that makes him magnetic?
Oh, I do remember that one.
Yeah. And at the very end, there's this nerdy girl, also with pigtails, I believe... who has braces and forces them to kiss.
I kind of remember that story.
That's probably what
and
it is.
There's a close-up of her, and she smiles. Did we combine this together?
Don't, all right, first off, don't use me.
Yeah, don't use me!
The collective bond.
I just found out there was a girlfriend for Jaws. Don't even bring me into this.
I'm using the greater we.
Are they greater...
It's more of us than you.
Are there? I don't want to know that.
Oh, God.
That sounds likely.
That might be a threat.
I mean, because I even saw somebody in one of the discussion threads I saw about this stuff, I even saw somebody post the, I think it was either Mad or Cracked, but their parody of Moonraker.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl didn't have braces in that either, you know? And they would have totally played that joke up, you know?
You would think that they would start that joke, actually.
Yeah, if it would have ended up somewhere, probably, yeah. But it didn't. I mean, they drew her like she was in the movie.
Hey!
From Jaws. Jaws' girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, I thought you were meant like a little girl.
She's tiny. Like, if you see them next to each other.
Oh, yeah, I meant short, like...
It must
oh, my
been,
God! What the fuck?
It must have been this shot that people just, like, added braces.
Yeah.
The other braces. Yeah.
Wow.
She has extremely straight teeth.
I mean, clearly she had braces at one point.
She could just be genetically perfect.
Aw, they're so happy together.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, they're all like, you know, to us. Like, it's the first time you hear Jaws speak.
Oh, no.
Now they're down the conspiracy rabbit hole now.
Oh boy.
Down and to the left. Down and to the left.
Now watch this motion stabilized footage.
Yeah, it's really easy to lose a lot of time reading about that stuff.
Oh, Jesus. I hope there's someone who's added presets to that scene.
Like a supercut or like a re-edit?
And, yeah. Oh, and then just silently put it out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I need to get better at After Effects.
Oh. But, wasn't there a movie with a fish with braces? No, it was a fish with false teeth. That was Mr. Limpet, wasn't it?
I don't remember false teeth in Mr. Limpet.
Don't you?
No, I don't. Stop trying to trick me, too.
Maybe it wasn't Mr. Limpet. There was something with a fish and it had false teeth and then it would spit at people. It would come out of the water and spit water at people. No? Not ringing a bell?
No, not ringing a bell.
Huh. Okay. I must have switched timelines then. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, anyway, I just found all that kind of sort of, I don't want to say fascinating, and I don't even really want to say interesting. I just found it all sort of like compelling.
It became sort of fascinating once, because as a joke, that's pretty funny. As something that people actually believe, it's sad and pathetic.
It's just weird, man. Like, I don't understand. Again, I don't really understand people all that well. So.
Did at braces.
No!
It's really good.
Oh, history's worst monster. Let me see.
So.
There she goes.
Those aren't braces that he has.
Well, he's not wearing braces. He's got metal teeth.
Yes, Jaws.
Here's Jaws.
Oh, wait, is that why they call him that?
No. It's because he really likes that movie with the shark.
Oh, that makes sense.
In the course of my reading, I found that those prosthetics for his teeth, like, he couldn't wear them more than a couple of minutes at a time.
Oh, really?
They were so terrible, like, uncomfortable and painful, I guess, that he would do his scenes where he had to, like, bite through shit or smile or whatever and immediately take him out. But, yeah. So at least, you know, I got that new information.
Hmm.
I guess. So, but yeah, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention because I...
Well, it's...
I didn't want to be the only one plagued with it, you know?
It's good that you did because we were kind of on that road today anyway.
Oh, there you go. I've added information to your conversation thing. Or something. I don't know. Whatever. What's new with you?
Nothing. I'm just working. Working and watching my movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Did y'all have a good New Year?
It's all right. Yeah, I think.
It's fine.
Good, good.
Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. Why? What'd you hear?
Nothing.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah? Okay. Sure. Tevs.
Tevs. Tevs indeed.
Tevs indeed. Yeah, anybody do any New Year's resolutions this year?
Not really. I have goals. Yeah. I guess you could call those resolutions, but I want to try and get all the stuff I want to been talking about doing last year. I want to get that done.
You got your what do they call it? Vision board, dream board, all set up.
Yeah, I've always had one, but I never write anything on it. My vision board is blank.
I can't see.
My board.
Good, good, good.
What about you?
Oh, Sean started to say something. What?
I was going to say, I want to start a Patreon this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I might stop mine.
Have you actually fulfilled any of your obligations to that yet?
Yeah, I haven't done many of the sketch requests, the online, the digital sketches, but there are only a couple of people that did that level anyway.
Right.
I'll do it.
Just saying, you know. I don't know what I'm saying. Man, I hope that's not a water stain in my ceiling.
Me too.
Yeah, I remember thinking back in the, I don't know, back when we were all at Devil's Due, back in mid-2000s and that. In fact, I think I remember saying it, but that, you know, we were at a point where we were needing patronage again as opposed to just customers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hasn't changed.
And, but that idea actually seems to have taken root in the fact that we have services like Patreon, Patron, whatever.
Well, there are people that do it better than others.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like we were just saying with me, if you kind of have to be at the point where that's all you're doing, right, for you to make it worth everybody else as well. That's like your job.
I don't know. I see a bunch of working people that do that as well. I mean,
okay, you're just trying to make me look bad.
No, I'm just saying other people.
Stop being lazy, Mike.
Other people, there are other people that seem to make both work.
Yeah.
I think they have a clearer goal of exactly what it is they're doing, though.
Like, do any of them have regular books?
Yeah, I know a couple of colorists that do, and there's at least one.
Oh, colorists, come on. I'm kidding.
Dude, they work hard.
I know, I'm kidding.
Couple of colorists and I think at least one artist I know of all have.
Colorists have Patreons?
Sure. Well, a lot of colorists are artists too, you know.
I mean,
not that coloring is not an art, but what I'm saying is they also do like full pieces of art, not just coloring other people's art, you know.
I hear you.
So like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, some people seem to be able to make it work. I don't think. Well, for one thing, I'm not sure what the hell I would even do with one, personally. Like, what would I offer? Yeah. But I think that's part of, for somebody like me, like, I have no real clear end goal for it, so I don't think I'd be able to make it work even if I had something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wind up fumbling it a lot, but.
Mine's mostly for Little Donnie.
Oh, right on.
But, you know. I get the same amount from the actual place now, so I feel guilty having it.
I mean, I've seen people doing this, you know, for a long time anyway, but just using, like, micropayment stuff, like services, before Patreon came around.
Mm-hmm.
it was like tip jar stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I see one now all the time. It's, like, called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you buy people coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen that too, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't, you know. I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to cut you off. Was there more to that, Sean? You were going to, or you're thinking about starting one.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have a clear goal and everybody gets shit.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's what always, like, I've kicked around ideas for Kickstarters before, but I'm like, you know, those are a lot of work, and you got to be really clear about what you're doing, you know? Or else you're going to, like, totally flub it.
Yeah.
And I, so it's like, yeah, I've always kind of been scared off of that stuff, I guess, because obviously.
My other goal is I want to start doing 4-star tutorial videos.
Yeah.
I've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, but now I'm forcing Josh to help me.
Yeah, now that Josh is back, you can actually get this technical stuff done.
Well, it's actually, I needed someone to help me formalize, like, the best way to explain things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right on. When you say tutorial, you mean, like, art tutorials, I'm guessing?
Yeah, like Photoshop,
Actual, like, instruction, like, program instruction stuff.
Yeah, make sure of both.
So it'll be Sean instead of Linda.
Yeah, right. We'll be 4-star. Because then it'll be, like, everybody in the studio will have videos of stuff that they're good at making or doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But you do a video even just on, like, how to scan your artwork or that kind of shit, you know?
Well, covering the basics is a good, like, groundwork kind of thing.
scanning your artwork and like how to clean it up and make it ready to be colored by someone else, that kind of stuff.
Do one on how people should actually follow their page dimensions and safe guides and things like that instead of just putting art all over the place on the page willy-nilly.
Yeah, I want to do how to set up a comic book page. And then we can include a template that people could download it too.
Oh, shit. Now we'll get yelled at.
Why?
It's not right.
Oh. Well, you just got to make sure you... You know,
stop using that. Well, some people use different templates.
Yeah, but just wanted to get people started on it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got yelled at by a client, like a freelance client recently. And not really yelled at. I got sort of like agitatedly discussed with. But because the art they turned in, I'm so used to getting art that's out of spec. Out of spec from what I normally work to, which I call a standard because that's mostly what U.S. Yeah. comics by the... major publishers are set by the dimensions, you know. But apparently, when you're self-publishing or whatever, and you know, depending on what press you're going through and stuff, those dimensions can change. So I was setting it up to, you know, 10.438, 6.875. And I'm so used to getting art, like I said, out of spec that I just didn't even pay any attention that the art was slightly taller, I think. I just made it work. Like I'd normally do without saying nothing. And so we get to the end of the book and we're going through corrections. And then the client asks me why it looks like this stuff's getting cropped funny. And I'm like, so I explain what happened. And she was like, no, these are the dimensions. And I'm like, oh shit, I should have asked beforehand. But I'm just so used to, like I said, I'm used to a certain thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I set it up. My response was, I'm sorry. I set it up to the standard dimensions for U.S. comics. Blankly without explaining that what I meant by that. And she kind of went off on me. Like, why do people say this is a standard? I've worked with all these different all these different printing places, and they all get different kind of specs. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, boy, okay. Yeah, I should probably, like, not generalize stuff based on just my experience with things. Which is actually a good point. You should always ask for specs and dimensions up front when you're getting on a new project.
They should always up front supply a design document of whatever it is.
Yeah. It helps to get all your information right from the get-go when you're working on a new project or working with a new client or whatever. It'll just save you so many headaches down the road. Things not being, you know, set up right. Because by the time stuff gets to me, I'm the next step to pre-press, which is then the next step to actually getting it printed or output for online or whatever. So, like, most of the time, by the time it gets to me, a lot of stuff's too late to deal with. Because it's just, we're down at the end of our schedule or whatever. So that's why, you know, that's how I got used to sort of just making things work. And, you know, trying to point it out for future issues, that was a problem, and that's about it, you know. But, yeah, so. Basics are important.
Anyway, I figured we have a lot of people here, and good reach that we could make good ideas and stuff.
Sounds like a good idea, man.
I don't like it.
Anything to get Mike on camera more, you know.
I'm not going to be on camera.
I just want us to get enough hits that Mike pays for our rent.
That would be kind of cool.
There you go. So, well, sounds like a good not resolution, good New Year's goal.
And then we all quit making comics and become YouTube stars.
Oh God.
And then I'll go into Suicide Forest and film dead people.
What's Suicide Forest?
You don't even know about the Suicide Forest?
Okay, I know about the guy that did. There's a place called the Suicide Forest?
That's not its like official name or anything, but yeah.
In Japan.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the Suicide Forest is a place where people go normally. It's become a place people go to regularly to commit suicide.
Ooh.
Or disappear.
But that's presumed that they committed suicide.
Yeah.
That's what that movie was about.
There's been suicide? Several.
The Forest.
Yeah.
Starring what's her face from Game of Thrones.
Starring Forrest Whitaker.
But this one had ghosts in it.
I think I've seen at least three about that, and then two of them I think did have definitely. No, all three of them had ghosts, actually. Yeah. But, yeah, YouTube stars, yay. Don't be hating. You're just jelly.
You're jelly, Sean. Uh-huh.
What a lackluster.
Uh-huh.
So, how about you, Josh? You got New Year's goals, resolutions?
No.
Okay. Fuck you.
This is, honestly, I'm not feeling real great about 2018.
Okay.
This is the, every year that I can remember at New Year's, I've thought either, oh, that was a great year, and this next year is going to be cool, or that was a shitty year, but this next year is going to be better, and I can't make the case for it this year.
Okay. Train.
Train.
So, helping Sean with his videos, that's my goal.
Hey,
I'm going to spend the year helping other people achieve their New Year's resolutions.
You're a facilitator.
That's right.
Well, you know, I mean, you, how do you, it's sort of like, I don't even know what I'm saying here. In the same vein as fake it till you make it, you know, if you get in motion, maybe you'll stay in motion, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
My goal for 2018 is to know about the impending nuclear strike with enough time to be able to tell all the people I told you so that I need to tell.
Yeah, because you're probably not really going to be able to get anywhere to save yourself, right?
No, I mean, that's a forgotten
conclusion. Like a jerky miracle model.
I just want to...
trying to save people. You're just going around going, eh.
The end is nigh, dickwad. Yeah.
It's my dick one.
So yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna try and make my personal 2018 at least a little more upbeat than my 2017. Okay. I actually left the house for New Year's Eve.
What'd you do? Nice. Where'd you go?
I went over to my friend Brian's house. I realized that...
I'm so sick of hearing about this Brian guy.
I realized, hey, you should be thankful. He made you a song once. That So Much Booty song.
Oh, no, I didn't like that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't like that at all.
You loved it.
I did not like that.
There was so much booty to be had.
So much booty to be had. Well, I mean, to be fair, he wouldn't have had that song if I hadn't actually said that shit in the first place.
Yeah. So much booty.
So much booty.
But, New Year's Eve came up, and I realized that I, aside from visiting my parents, going and running errands, and going to the grocery, I really haven't left the house in 2017. You know? I was barely out of doors all year. Oh, and sorry, except for the time I spent out in the yard cutting grass, you know. But, so I decided I wanted to be in company. Because, you know, you should start the year the way you mean the year to go on, you know. And then I had a big pork dinner the next day.
Who are you? Big pork dinner.
Big pork. More pork. More pork onk.
I get jokes.
There we go. Yeah.
Pork chop never
can. Say what? Pork chop never can. Yeah.
Pork chop never can.
Yep. You know it, baby. I also haven't had any caffeine in like a week.
What do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Give me a cookie.
No.
Say, hey, dude, good job. Keep it up.
No.
Yeah. I should know better than to expect the bare minimum of support, but I keep hoping. You know, it's a new year. I thought maybe, hey.
I don't know. I think it's so funny when you say mean things about me.
Does that mean? Is it mean?
It's not mean. I'm not going to say it's mean because then you'll actually get upset and they'll start apologizing like a weirdo.
Oh, well. So, yeah. All right. I don't even know what else. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I guess I got goals. There's things I want to accomplish this year, but there are some things that I probably shouldn't talk about till I can at least figure out how I can do them.
Sure. That doesn't sound scary at all.
Well, you know, I mean, it's one thing to sit there and I've been guilty of being the person that talks about doing something and never gets around to doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to at least feel out how it's possible for me to do this before I start talking about how I'm going to do it, you know? And of course, there's some people that just shouldn't know I'm going to do it until I do it.
He's doing that on purpose.
Yeah. Sure I am.
I burped.
You did.
Did it for you.
Better out than in, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know what else to say right now.
Say you're sorry.
I'm always sorry. I'm Catholic. I've been making that joke too much lately. I guess technically I'm still Catholic. I don't think I've ever been struck from the books. But
Do you have like a log?
Oh yeah, when you're born a Catholic or made a Catholic, you're written in a log somewhere. And to become not Catholic, technically, to become not Catholic, you have to be struck from the log.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, is excommunication. But excommunication, I don't think, is always the like evil, bad thing that they use it for when, as plot points. You know,
it's mostly legal stuff. It's not religious.
But it amounts to being struck from the records. So, but technically, I guess I'm still Catholic. I'm just what they call a lapsed Catholic.
I'm gonna lap you.
I'll run laps all over you, dude. All around you. That's what I meant to say. So, right. What else is new? Talk to me. Give me something good.
I don't have anything. I've been drawing.
Yeah, okay.
I've been drawing and watching movies.
Oh, I watched this movie the other night that I normally wouldn't watch because just reading the description, it didn't sound that interesting to me. But Sean McKeever mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
And so I watched it, and it was mostly a really boring movie, but the end was so fucking brutal.
What movie are you talking about?
Brawl in Cell Block 99, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, I guess it's not really a long movie. It's pretty much a standard length movie for these days. Going on 2 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the beginning and the setup of it, I mean, not that it's not unnecessary or anything, but it was just, I found it boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when it gets to the very end, like the last 20 minutes, maybe, Jesus, dude, it just gets like visually very brutal, you know, and actually brutal, I guess that was the point of it.
Tim and Jim are fans of that movie.
Oh, are they? I'm not sure what really to recommend it for, except for the very ending, though, because the rest of it's just not, there's just not much to it, you know? But, yeah, anyway, so I watched that the other night. And I can't remember, I've watched another movie that I can't remember if I've seen before. I want to say I have because it's a Gilliam movie, and I went on a Gilliam, like, marathon several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember watching it. So I watched it recently, or, like, yesterday while I was working.
And it is...
Brothers Grimm?
Oh, yeah.
Why does that movie get so much flack?
I don't think I've ever finished it.
Yeah, why? Was it just boring to you?
Yeah, I don't find it interesting.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed like a... It wasn't a great Gilliam movie, but it seemed like a perfectly acceptable movie in general terms, you know?
I don't think any of his movies do well, do they? I mean, he doesn't make movies for that reason.
I remember reading that he made that movie as kind of a response to people saying that his movies are too weird or whatever.
Well, I mean, that would make sense. Because that's definitely the most accessible, don't you think?
Yeah, like he essentially was saying, all right, fine, you want me to make a fucking commercial movie, I'll make a fucking commercial movie. You know, he put that out. But generally, I don't know. I mean, his movies tend to become cult films, I think. You know, I don't know how well they do at the box office, really, but they must do well enough that he keeps making movies.
Maybe, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, he's made an awful lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
He gets, like, all... European financing.
They could take a loss on that, right? Is that kind of weird thing that Uwe Boll kept going through?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I remember reading about that. Something about where his movies were expected to lose money, and that's why he was getting certain investors because they could write it off as a loss or something.
Oh, I don't think Terry Gilliam's created tax shelters for people.
Oh.
Almost all movies are essentially though. That's why it's not a big deal when the movie tanks, really. They act like it is. It's all creepy accounting.
Yeah.
Terry Gilliam finally finished his Don Quixote movie.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
How much longer until it actually gets released?
This year.
Huh.
It's in post-production.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. I tend to like Terry Gilliam movies more than I dislike them, although a lot of them confuse me.
Yeah. I don't think that's part of his style.
I don't know if I realized that the plot of his Don Quixote movie was.
What is it?
I thought it was just a regular version of it. But it's about an advertising executive who gets thrown back in time, and Don Quixote thinks he's Sancho Panza.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that either.
And it stars Adam Driver now.
Yeah, really? What was that second bit?
It stars Adam Driver.
It was originally Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
Huh. So does he use his advertising exec skills to, like, make Don Quixote palatable to the masses?
I don't know.
That could be weird and interesting. Oh, when Sean said that movie originally starred somebody else, that reminded me of something else. You just watched recently that Tales of an Ancient Empire?
Yeah.
That was originally supposed to have Christopher Lambert in it.
Instead of Kevin Sorbo?
No, and Kevin Sorbo. But it was also supposed to have Christopher Lambert in it.
Doing what?
I don't know what his role was, because he wasn't in it.
Oh, I hope if he was the Michael Paré character, that would have
made way more sense.
That would have made more sense, but still, it would have been still awful. Instead of Michael Paré in a white wig.
Yeah, with that wig, I can totally see him with that wig.
Also, okay, where did you get the version you watched?
I bought it off of Amazon. I paid for it.
Okay, so it's a legit commercial copy of it, right? Did yours have all those weird chapter breaks?
Chapter breaks?
Where it said, like, story one, story two, story three. It was, like, 40 stories and all?
No.
Oh, okay. That's the version I remember seeing. And apparently it was an early cut that got out of hand. And it didn't make any fucking sense, like, the way it was cut.
It doesn't make any sense.
Supposedly the final one makes more sense.
No, it makes sense because they narrated off screen.
Oh, okay, yeah, the version I saw didn't have the narration. Yeah,
it tells you what happens and then doesn't show you the scene.
But
okay. It literally ends with her telling you how the movie ends.
That's better than the original version, which just stopped.
That's what happens! I'm telling you!
No, but they just stopped and said, okay, you can keep watching this in part two, which was never made. Or I guess part three, technically. But
did the version you have a bunch of art in it?
Have a bunch of what?
During the credits. Like this wannabe Frank Miller-esque sort of.
Not really. There was a bunch of shit going on that interspersed in between credits for a really long time.
Yeah, for about 16 minutes, I counted.
But it's like telling a story with drawings and then weird...
weird green screen, yeah. high school theater skits.
I don't remember the drawings. I do remember the, like, just the bad acting. Was the version you got, was it super grainy?
Grainy?
Yeah, like, it just looked like it was... Not even film grain, like it was just really low res video.
Couldn't be film grain because this shit was about as garage band as you could get. I mean, this was made on somebody's computer.
It could be digital grain.
Like that low light, like when you're shooting something in low light and your digital stuff just gets really grainy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's trying to, parse whatever light bits it can. Most of the version I remember seeing looked like that. It was very weird and low-res grainy.
It definitely looked shitty.
Definitely. It looked shitty on many levels.
So did your version end...
Stop asking me about my version! I hate the idea that there's more than one version of this movie floating out there!
Oh, wait, this is your Baron C. Bear.
Yeah, in my reality, it had Christopher Lambert in it.
What is what happened?
Okay, the version you saw, rather. Okay. And spoilers here. Did yours end with all the heroes lying on the ground dead? Or not dead, but like captured dead, and then some dude had come up and rescued them?
No. It ended with them about to make their final attack, and then the female narrator tells you about it.
Oh.
And then at the end, the female narrator is out in the desert, and she's a vampire too, and she walks off.
Yeah, that's definitely not the one I remember seeing.
Because, yeah, they made this about fucking vampires.
Oh, yeah, that was true. It was all about daywalking vampires and shit.
Can you tell me why Michael Pere has the sword, the sorcerer's sword, instead of Lee Horsley, who is actually in the movie playing his character?
I don't know that either, because Lee Horsley is just called the Stranger in the movie. And he is not playing Talon.
He's not?
No, Talon's their father. All the warriors. No,
his name's not Talon in that movie.
No, it's just the Stranger. But it is Lee Horsley.
No, their father's name is not Talon.
It wasn't?
No.
I think it was in the movie I watched.
What? IMDb this. IMDb.
I don't think Lee Horsley was Talon in this movie.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, if you say he's not, then he's not. But I don't think Michael Pere was him.
Michael Pere is a guy that shows up and rescues him, right? He's got the jet sword, the whatever you call it.
Yeah, it's the sword.
Michael Pere is Oda.
Yeah,
Oda. His character's name is something else.
Yeah, he's not Talon. So Talon's not in this at all, even though his sword and the actor that plays him are.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Question though. Just because it's called the Stranger doesn't mean he's not Talon.
That's right.
Okay, I guess it could be Talon.
I think it's Talon.
He's just never actually addressed as Talon. I thought Talon was their father. That's why they've got those little Talon amulets.
Yeah, that's right. They allude to a lot of shit in this movie that doesn't pay off.
Wait, so what is this movie?
It's The Sword and the Sorcerer 2.
Called Tales of an Ancient Empire, Abalon, or something like that.
Yeah. But it's Sword and the Sorcerer 2.
Huh. I didn't know there was a 2.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. Well, nobody knows there's a Streets of Fire 2.
And it came out in 2010, which is, you know.
Awful.
That's why I remember seeing it, because that was right around that time I was going through my Sorbo thing.
And that's why people listen to this. Because you're never going to hear those words ever uttered on another podcast. That's when I was going through my Sorbo thing.
Yeah. Sorbo boost. But but that's why I remember watching it. And gee, like in the version I saw, Sorbo's not even in it until like halfway through the movie.
Oh, he's in it really early on in this one.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Recent.
Yes, we just said it's 2010.
Oh my god.
That's not really that recent, is it? I mean,
well, but it's more recent than Sword and Sorcerer.
Oh, wait a minute. It might have actually been 2012. I think it was made in 2010, or it was in production in 2010. But it might not have actually gotten released until 2012. But yeah, either way.
2010 is IMDb says.
Okay. I thought it got released later, but it's weird because I like a bunch of other movies by Payen. Payen? Is that how you say that?
Pyun. What other movies do you like of his? Because I was trying. All I remembered is that I liked Mean Guns, and Chris Tabor thought I was insane for liking that movie. I looked at all the other movies, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's pretty terrible.
That's not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie. But Captain America is.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, Cyborg. I liked Cyborg. Radioactive Dreams. That was another good one.
Radioactive Dreams?
Yeah, it was like a sort of a weird...
Who besides you has seen that movie?
I don't know. You, if you decide to watch it.
I'm not going to have to watch it, Tony.
Yeah. This is your mission. I'm looking at a list. I'm trying to remember what else he's done. Oh, that Captain... Yeah, that Captain America was pretty bad. Sorry.
Oh, you were going to say it wasn't.
Doll Man, Nemesis, both of those are all right. Brain Smasher.
He made Brain Smashers?
Whoa, hold up.
Okay, I liked Brain Smasher.
Yeah.
But they're so drastically different.
Oh, I forgot about this one. Knights with Kris Kristofferson. In the future.
Is he making these movies himself, or is he just putting his name on them? Because these movies seem so... There's no style to these.
These are movies he's listed as director of. But
that's insane, because...
And I'm just saying the ones I remember seeing, you know? Like Nemesis 2. Mm, yeah. Nemesis 3. I remember seeing all these. That's pretty cool. Nemesis 4. I forgot there was a Nemesis 4.
What are the Nemesis? Nemesis.
Nemesorum?
Nemesi, Nemesan, and Namusai.
Something like that. Yeah, and then we're getting into stuff in the late 90s, early 2000s. A lot of that I don't remember. I do remember Mean Guns. Though.
I like Mean Guns. But, I mean, all of them are derivative of something else. Like, he wants to... Like, I can see why he just ended up making sequels to movies that already existed. Because he just wants to steal shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think his movies are generally just kind of fun, you know? I mean, that was the thing about The Sword and the Sorcerer, is that it's just a fun, dumb fantasy movie, right?
Yeah, but and he ruined it. he did not make a fun movie. That's not a fun movie.
Sure.
Tales of an Ancient Realm.
Oh, no, not Tales. No. Yeah.
Tales of an Ancient Realm is not a fun movie.
Abelard is not a good movie, yes. No.
It's a boring movie. And it's played like super serious and dark.
Oh, he's making a Cyborg Nemesis The Dark Rift, like a new movie.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty neat.
Is it?
Yeah. I am curious to see the version that you got, though, because I've never seen what's supposed to be the final cut.
You watch that movie over again. I am never speaking to you again.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well... I'm doing it for you.
Wait, so how did you get a pre-release version of a 2010 movie?
Don't ask him how he gets anything. He doesn't like it when you do. Because then he has to admit stuff.
This was a long time ago anyway. So. Yeah, but again, that was back when I was going through my Sorbo thing.
But I mean, really, who has?
You know, Darmain Greg kind of got me.
Yeah.
Using Darmain Greg.
Yeah.
What in the?
He was a major. He was a major element of Darmain Greg in the last seasons. Because she didn't cheat on Greg, but she had a thing for Crevin Sorbo.
Okay, I need to read this to you because.
I bet you don't.
Well, because it ties in really strongly with what you were just saying.
Okay, with Darmain cheating on Greg.
No. About remaking, Puyun remaking stuff or whatever.
Yeah, because that's all he's doing now.
Okay, so there's a new movie he's got coming out, or that's supposed to be coming out. He says it's done. Maybe it's already out. I'm not sure. It says it's listed as 2017. It's called Interstellar Civil War, Shadows of the Empire.
We saw the trailer for it.
Oh, okay. There's a character in there named Nobuo.
Oh, it's a ripoff of everything. I just told you, he steals stuff.
How weird. I should watch it. I'm looking at some of these other movies that I haven't seen before just to see if possibly I have seen them. I think I actually have seen this one with Michael Paré called Road to Hell.
That's the sequel to Streets of Fire.
Yes, okay, I have seen this one then. It was terrible.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Or at least I saw parts of it, at least.
We saw the trailer, and that looked worse than Tales of an Ancient Empire.
Maybe I just saw parts of it. I remember it being really weird. It was really weird with, like, crazy green screen shit behind him.
Yeah, mostly green screen. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do it.
It was super odd. From what I remember, maybe I didn't see the whole thing. Maybe I just saw a bunch of footage. I seem to think I've seen this Left 4 Dead 2007.
Left 4 Dead?
It's like a Western. Mm. But I'm not sure.
Does it have zombies in it? Because that's another thing he's been doing lately, because I don't know if you know, but zombies are popular.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
Thanks for telling me, dude. Mm-hmm. This would have been good information to have last year.
Mm-hmm. Anything to help.
Yeah, weird. I don't know, but I'm just saying I've liked the whole point of me looking up all these movies is that I've liked other movies he's done, you know? So I find it strange how completely terrible. Although, considering it's a sequel
like to... Like I said, I don't think he's making some of these movies.
What, you think it's just... Why would they just put his name on it?
I don't know!
It's not like he's like got that much sort of cult status that he would just put his name on it.
Does he? Maybe he does, and we just don't know it.
I don't know, man. Oh, he's Hawaiian. I always assumed he was an Asian of some sort.
Where do you think Hawaii comes from?
I'm talking about like actual continental Asian. Hawaiians are Americans.
That's true. They are Americans.
They ain't no Asians.
They're not no Americans. They are Americans.
Golly.
Oh, I love this.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't remember you said that. But, yeah, anyway. There was something else I was going to... Oh, I watched a weird sort of, like, take on the Prom Night Misadventure teenage movie the other night. It was called Honor Farm, and it was sort of like... It was a mushroom trip kind of movie, but it was like a kind of a horror mushroom trip sort of prom night gone awry movie.
Well, everything you're saying is insane to me.
It wasn't bad. I wasn't expecting much out of it, and I actually thought it was going to be a different type of movie, but what it was turned out to not be bad. I just thought it was an interesting take on that whole, like I said, misadventure prom night teenage movie. It's sort of a coming of age-ish, not really, but kind of, for at least one person. You know.
Your description didn't really describe anything.
Your face doesn't describe anything.
I'm going to kill you.
Your face is going to kill me. That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Witness two guys who can't insult each other. Insult each other.
Guys, this Devil Man looks so good.
Devil Man! Devil Man!
There's a new Devil Man, apparently.
All right. And apparently it looks so good. Is it live action?
No.
Oh, okay.
So what's the deal with Devil Man?
Devil Man. Uh-oh. Devil Man!
He is a Devil Man. It looks really crazy. Doesn't look like there's a lot of Devil Man. Looks like there's a lot of Apocalypse going on.
Oh, the Devil Girl.
Do they have a Devil Dog?
Devil Dog?
Well, if there's a Devil Man and a Devil Girl, there should be a Devil Dog, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or like a Devil Monkey or something, you know?
Devil Monkey?
Well, you know, just some sort of devil animal.
Sean's really into the Devil Man, guys.
Devil Dove.
I like the other shows that this director's done.
It's Devil Man!
He did a cartoon.
Devil Man.
He did a cartoon called Ping Pong.
Ping Pong?
Yeah.
When that...
Ping Pong. Yeah, we named. It's very good.
Are you guys doing another Miyazaki tonight?
No, I'm done.
Is there another one tonight?
Yeah. What's tonight?
Tomorrow. What's tonight?
There's been like three movies already.
Oh.
Actual like theater showings of them?
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
I've seen four of them so far.
Sweet.
Tonight is Porco Rosso at 5, Kiki's at 7, and then Porco again at 9.
Kiki's a witch, right?
Oh, and Ponyo at 2:30.
Never saw Ponyo. Is Ponyo good?
It's pretty good.
I never saw Ponyo.
How many Miyazaki movies are there?
Probably like, what, 8? Yeah, I think 8 or 9.
Is that it? Seems like there's a lot more.
There's other Studio Ghibli movies that aren't Miyazaki.
That makes sense. Okay.
But I mean, he's been directing stuff since the 70s.
Right on. So is it neat seeing it on a giant screen?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
So let's see. You did the Lupin movie? So that's not Ghibli.
Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go have a call.
Okay.
And he doesn't come back for another year or two.
That's what happened. He just went out for smokes.
Yeah. Just like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. My dad never left for smokes. He sent my mom out for him. Oh. Really? Yeah? Man, his animation department credits are really fucking long, too. I mean, long in time, anyway. Going all the way back to, like, 63. When he was just a tweener.
Yep.
True.
Tweener.
I gotta go.
Where do you gotta go?
I don't know.
Well, do we have any email?
No. Let me look.
Huh.
Henrik from Denmark writes, "Hi, Crank Mike and Jolly Folks. I hope you all had a nice holiday. Here in Denmark, we celebrate Christmas on the 24th and eat the traditional roast duck with potatoes, caramelized potato. Wait, with potatoes, caramelized potatoes. So two kinds of potatoes. Red cabbage and gravy.
Potatoes.
For dessert, we get risalamada. Risalamanda.
Which is a cold rice porridge with cut almonds, and you put hot cherry sauce on top. That sounds gross.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't sound good. It's also a single whole almond, and whoever finds it wins a prize.
Huh.
And lastly, we dance around the Christmas tree while singing Christmas songs before... You don't do that, Henrik.
How do you dance around a Christmas tree? Aren't they usually in corners?
I will stop boring you with Danish Christmas traditions and instead recommend a show that I don't think you guys have talked about. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I've been meaning to watch it, I just haven't.
That's an Amazon one, right?
I've talked about it a lot here at the studio, but I don't know if I've been on the Craigcast since I watched it.
And it takes place in 1958 and is about a Jewish housewife whose husband leaves her and she decides to try stand-up comedy. It is made by the same creator behind Gilmore Girls. And the dialogue is very similar, though. The addition of comedy really helps the show. He's implying that Gilmore Girls isn't a comedy. The first season is out now on Amazon Prime Video. Yes, I do want to watch that. I've heard good things about it.
Technically, Gilmore Girls is not a comedy.
You're a commie.
You're a commie.
I am. That is all for 2017, since we will be getting an episode. That is all for 2017, since we will be getting an episode 666 on the Crankcast in 2018. How about an extra spooky 24-hour?
Sounds like a plan.
No, Henrik from Denmark. P.S. Hi, David. Gladelig Yule to you too. Gladelig Yule to you. I hope you had a nice holiday. The Queen concert was amazing. I had a really good seat. The music was perfect, and the arena was completely filled. Here we are, trading notes like we're in school.
Yeah.
PPS. Yeah. In other concert-related news, next year I will be attending a concert with the Tuven throat singing band Hoon Hoon. You're lying. You're making this up. Stop it. Stop making me say this stuff.
Say it.
With the tube and throat singing band Hoon Hoor Too. He made that up. That's a joke. If you have never heard of throat singing, I recommend looking it up on YouTube. It's pretty fascinating.
Are those the ones that go like... Henrik's
getting cute with us.
Say what?
Henrik's getting cute with us.
You think he's lying?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's trying to be funny. Oh, shit. It's real.
Whom hurtin'? Say that again.
Wait a minute. Oh, fuck. It's a real band.
See?
I'm a horrible person. You're still not going to see it. Don't lie to me.
See, he wasn't lying. See, I ain't kidding.
It's the easy to use. Energy saving. Adjustable from everywhere.
That doesn't sound like throat singing.
You have attuned to 90.3 KEXP Seattle. This is Wolpop. Sounds, voices, and rhythms from around the globe. Hosting tonight for Derek Mazzoni, I'm your DJ, DJ Rhythma. We're joined live in studio here in Seattle.
This is who he says he's going to see. That does not sound like a sound coming out of somebody's mouth.
Throat singing.
Well,
nice.
I think you owe him an apology.
I apologize, Henry.
There you go. Yeah, I thought throat singing was that stuff.
Well, I knew what it was. That's why I thought it was a joke.
Here's the thing, though. He could have been setting you up, and now he can just throw out other random fake shit, and you'll have to believe it's true.
Well, no, I'm never going to trust him now.
This is the long con, man.
Colin writes, "Hi chaps, happy 2018. I've just listened to the audiobook of Ready Player One and loved it. I listened to that too. I enjoyed it as well. I'm excited for the film and will be a massive achievement if Spielberg can capture the scale of the book. I was also impressed with this year's Doctor Who Christmas special and the new season of Black Mirror. But the best thing that was on telly over Christmas was the three-part League of Gentlemen 20th anniversary special. They were so good, I rewatched the first three series. Did you guys watch anything good over the holiday? Cheers, Captain Khan."
I completely forgot to watch the Doctor Who Christmas special.
I didn't watch anything good.
I didn't watch it either, I forgot.
I watched Thunder 1 and Thunder 2.
What's Thunder 1 and Thunder 2?
Thunder is an Italian movie about a Native American who goes on a rampage and fakes his own death to get out of going to jail.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've actually got that sitting around somewhere. I've been meaning to watch it for a long time.
Yeah.
There was a Thunder 2?
Thunder 2, where he becomes a cop somehow. Despite destroying a town in the first movie, he becomes a cop. Then is framed for drug trafficking, goes to jail, shoots a couple of people, and gets out of jail, and then is free at the end for some reason. I don't think the Italians know the American legal system.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I think I already talked about the recent stuff I watched.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Shut up. God.
I have to eat something so that I can go to my massage at 1.
Is that in the email?
I'm very bourgeois. No, that's me talking right now.
Oh, you're talking like you're reading.
I was talking like I read, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, that was dumb.
Okay, so I guess that means we're done now. Just a quick stuff in stores today?
I don't know.
All right, I won't actually read the whole list. I'm just going to scan it real quick to see if there's anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, except I got to tell you, Aardvark Vanheim's got Watchvark number 1 in stores.
What is up with that guy?
I don't know, man, but he's having a hell of a production time period.
Yeah, man, Dave Sim is bored.
Watchvark. Sorry, I'm scrolling, I don't even know what everybody's working on, so I'm not even really sure what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean...
Sean, at least I can safely say that both his books are probably still in stores, because they're trades and trades last longer, right? Or, well, they're OGNs. Yeah,
sure, we all have trades in that case.
Right, well, everybody's got trades in stores, and but I'm saying that his are OGNs, though, not just trades, like...
Oh...
What?
Sorry, I'm not good enough.
You are always good enough for me, Mike. Mm. Yeah. Have you watched Black Mirror this season?
No. I haven't watched last season.
Oh, okay.
I watched the first two.
You liking it so far?
I think the first one was pretty fun, except for what that guy did, and this is weird, I don't think he deserved what happened to him.
Okay. I haven't seen him yet. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not really sure, but yeah, that's fine.
And the second one was a good idea, but they should have gone farther.
Oh, okay. Is that on? That's on Netflix, right?
Uh-huh.
I keep meaning to at least get Netflix for a little while to catch up on some stuff, but I haven't done it yet. Because I still haven't seen like you know, the second season of Stranger Things or anything.
I like that.
The second season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't really see anything in stores this week, so, I mean, related to us, per se, I guess. So, okay. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's website is ihatemike.com, Sean's website is thankyouforflying.com. I'm not sure what the heck Josh's website is anymore, so.
He'll tell you someday.
I'm sure he's got one still. I know he had one that was a...
He's got like 7 of them.
Something, but, you know. Anyway. I'm sure you can find him somewhere doing something. Probably techie. And we'll see you all next week. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Drink this.